novel about her charisma, wit, style, cuntiness, and beauty. Not necessarily in that order. I needed to learn from the master, mistress. And girl, did she deliver. I truly couldn't have been a believable woman without her. She taught me how to sway my hips when I walk, how to work a wig, how to tape my junk to my taint, how to kneel like a lady, how to not have your eyes water when I was gagging, how to cut a prostitute enough to make him bleed and keep his mouth shut, but not enough to make him bleed out and keep his eyes shut. Helpful stuff like that. So if you're reading this book for tips, you're in great hands. They may be missing a fake nail, or three, and shaking from withdrawals, but the advice will be invaluable. Willem rules. Remember them. N.
Hello, blood relatives, the black girls who work at TSA, homosexuals, and those fag adjacent. Oh my God, you're so pretty. How do you walk in those? Can I touch your hair? Those are the three things I hear from strangers every time I go out. The answers are, my home has mirrors, so I'm well aware. Christ's endless love. Please stop touching my hair, because no one actually waits for the answer before the petting zoo begins. There's a special something a lot of drag queens and the TSA ladies have that average people don't. It's not a laptop in a bag or a lithium battery. It's a little something I call the Zeta factor. You know Catherine Zeta-Jones, right? Oscar winner, trophy wife, bipolar beauty. Well, take away the Zeta, and she's just all Kathy Jones. Ain't nobody wanna be no Kathy Jones. No, thank you. You gotta throw some fucking Zeta in your life and make it sparkle. Oh, turn the page, by the way. I was wearing a cute little outfit with some Gucci wedges. Go to the PDF, you'll see all about it. So how does a typical person find their sparkle? Self-reflection in a Zen garden? Sure, that'll work fine, I bet. Although smart money says that if you're looking for some sparkle, it may be easier to just find a fucking drag queen. Drag queens generally make life better all around. Think of it this way. If you were bored at home and had my number in your phone, wouldn't you call it? Odds are your night would be more entertaining. I do all the things you may think twice about before even thinking once. It's probably better that you don't do some of the things, but you could always learn from my mistakes or at least borrow my stuff while I'm in jail. Now remember, if you do happen to clock a drag queen in her natural habitat, try to act normally with no sudden movements, otherwise she'll think you have coke. Approach the subject as you would approach any sort of domesticated mammal at, say, a bush gardens. The animal can touch you, but make no moves to disturb her/it. Touching a drag queen's hair, face, phone, or man is not advisable. For instance, if I'm in the room, you'll always have to keep in mind that any drink in the room belongs to me by default. Maybe your bag, too. Who knows? Maybe I'm looking for mints or something to suck on. You don't know my life. I probably just need it for a minute, for my gig, or to, well, it doesn't really matter, really. This isn't about me, for once. It's about you and how you can suck less at a variety of things drag queens are so much better at than the average person. I've got clapbacks and life hacks and tips on classing up a simple grab-and-run lifting spree to the more dignified act of larceny. Super important life stuff with my own special secret fag swag sauce. So welcome to Willem's School of Bitchcraft and Wiggotry. Class is in session. And then there's a box and it says, find a drag queen. If you need more hands-on advice, please find one of my sisters in your own hood. Here are some places to find drag queens. And then I list with bullet points. First bullet point. At the CVS, waiting in the razor aisle for an associate to take up more of her fucking day while opening up the lock on the plastic thing with Gillette Mach 3 blades. BP2. That's bullet point. Nightclubs. On nights when the bar has nothing else going on, so they do a drag show and some kind of $2 well drink special. BP3. The mall. Look for frowning faces in black. All those Mac and Sephora fags consider their day jobs contouring concentration camps. BP4. Their parents' house, before they move out and once they've moved back in. Farmers markets. Why'd the vegan hooker go to the farmers market? She was looking for organic opportunities. And then there's a picture, too. To find a queen, just follow the trail. And it shows my friend's apartment, which had a cock ring or a hair elastic, cigarette butts, and duct tape outside it. Yay, a picture already! It says no retouching for real in the caption, and it's a big picture of me in a cute shirt that says this is what I look like without retouching. Because I didn't use a lot of retouching. I used a little bit on my eyes because I seemed like a demon. We had to fix that red, you know. The demon comes out. Okay, turn the page officially to start chapter 1. How to suck less at makeup. How to make a drag look work in everyday life. In the right light and from across the street, you'd swear I was a real woman. The closer I got, the more apparent it is that I'm one of those girls with some skirt steak. I'm not into heavily painting my face to mask any mask.